business model and the tactic. And I was bored. So I used my time on the topic to think of my top 10 dogs of all time. The list changes from week to week according to which trait is uppermost in my mind. Was loyalty the best of the week? Or was it cleverness, bravery, athletic ability, or my old favorite, sheer goodness? Grey Friars Bobby, a Sky Terrier from Edinburgh. His owner was a night watchman, and when something happened to him, okay, and he died. Bobby visited his grave at Grey Friars Church for 14 years. Bobby was a kind of saintly, and sensitive is the kind of thing you want. Lassie, a brilliant collie. Green Hall Bridge is in the county of Yorkshire, and of all places in the world, it is here that the dog is really tiny. That was Eric Knight, the author who found Lassie in his head. She was then found by the people at MGM. Carl was the star, the actor's son. Carl made the character real, and the role made Carl real. That is what happens in great acting. Sometimes Lassie got confused about who he was. No wonder, as he was always played by a female dog. Josie, a world-inflecting child from Paris. Managed to take Freud's patients at the ease of Freud, or is also managing to take Freud at his ease of Freud, a very much harder job. Snoopy, a very wise beaver, a novelist at heart. One of those that puts the clear part into creature. A wonderful reader of Tolstoy. Apparently, he didn't see much for the first 2 years of his life, which makes him very human indeed. And then there's Lyca, and Flush, Lady, Balto, Hilaire, and Bisto. The little dog painted by Renoir when Sunday was playing as a model, wearing a yellow hat adorned with fresh